Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from Marsilia and Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Holland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. I've got two addresses for you. If you're on a smartphone or tablet, then you're going to want to go to m.hollandshometownagency.com. If you're on a desktop, easy enough, you can go to mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Send us an email. You can do that, marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. And I'm going to keep plugging this until it happens. I am looking for your weird claim stories. If you've got a weird claim that your insurance carrier paid for, I want to hear about it. Because the Thursday before Labor Day is when I'm going to unveil our Weird Claims podcast. And I want to get in as many weird claims as I can. I can go on the internet all day long and look up weird claims that have been paid out. But I want to get a connection with my audience. I want to hear from you out in podcast land. If you have a weird claim, or maybe a family member had a weird claim, maybe a coworker had a weird claim that was paid for by the insurance company, shoot me an email, marsiliains@gmail.com. Or you could even post it on our Facebook page. If you didn't know, Let's Talk Insurance does have a Facebook page. So if you go to Facebook.com and type in Let's Talk Insurance, guaranteed you will get to our Facebook page. And each and every week I post the episodes and blog posts for people to visit. Our agency, Marsilia and Vanderplow Insurance, also has a Facebook page. And every week I share just a weekly tip for everyone. It doesn't necessarily have to do with insurance. Today's had to do with, can't remember what today's had to do. I'll have to go back and look at it. But like us on Facebook, either Marsilia and Vanderplow Insurance to get your weekly safety tip, or our Let's Talk Insurance page so you can get an update for the weekly podcast that we share each and every week. Real easy for you to get access to the blog posts that way. So if you go to Facebook.com, type in Let's Talk Insurance and like that page. Each and every week on every Thursday is when we post a new episode of Let's Talk Insurance. And if you're a follower on Facebook, you'll know exactly when that gets posted. So this week I wanted to share, like I said, all week we're going to be focusing around safety tips when it comes to spending time outdoors around your home. You know, we've done the RV thing, we've done the camping thing, all that kind of stuff. This week I want to focus around home. And this week we're going to be talking about personal watercraft safety. Now, personal watercraft has become synonymous with jet skis, Sea-Doos, Bombardiers, all that kind of stuff. But actually, it does encompass other motorized watercraft not classified as boats, such as water scooters, wet bikes, and the more recent flyboards. If you haven't seen a flyboard, if you go to our blog post today, I'll have a link to a YouTube video what a flyboard is and what a flyboard does. I noticed the other day on my Facebook page, somebody had shared a video of a new hydrofoil type surfboard, paddleboard type thing that has an electronic motor and actually through the remote control lifts the board up and out of the water. It's very easy to maneuver, almost looks like kind of It's a surfboard, but you don't need waves in order to get around because it's got a motor underneath it. But it's kind of neat to see the... I'm going to look for a post for that too, because that would qualify as a personal watercraft as well. It just, you see it elevated out of the water, and it just glides along like you're riding a regular surfboard. So it's something very interesting to see. But I wanted to talk about personal watercraft. You know, we've done the boating safety, and you know, some of the things that we talk about in boating safety do carry over to personal watercraft, but there are some things with personal watercraft that you need to take into account as well. So that's what today's blog post is going to be about. And podcast, I should mention that as well. It's just not just the blog post, but the podcast as well. Now, with all sorts of ways to have fun on the water, it's important to remember safety. Now, I found this website, discoverboating.com, and I've got a link to their article on personal watercraft safety, and they have some great tips who want to stay safe while riding on the water. Now, these are common sense type tips. The other day, I heard a commercial for a local grocery store chain. They talked about when they first started, they decided that they were going to get their produce locally, so they talked to local farmers and dairies and stuff like that to get all of their produce and dairy stuff local and as fresh as possible. And then later on in the commercial, it said, who knew that common sense would become fashionable these days? So it's kind of like a dig that, hey, you know, this chain has been doing the locally grown thing for as long as it's been in existence, and nowadays we're talking about you've heard the phrase like farm to table. Basically, it's locally grown and sourced foods brought right to your plate instead of being trucked in from miles and miles and miles away from other states and whatnot. It's looking around locally for local farmers and dairies and beef and chickens and, you know, all that kind of stuff, finding stuff locally rather than having it trucked in. Common sense has always been around and will always be around. And I say that a lot of these tips may seem like common sense, but I don't know about you. I've noticed that common sense has gone out the window in recent years. So we're going to go through these, and hopefully you'll glean a little bit more information on how to be safe while using your personal watercraft this summer. First one is wear a U.S. Coast Guard approved life jacket. No brainer. You know, I've seen people out on jet skis and stuff like that without a life jacket. And for me, it's not personal choice. It's got to be done. It's definitely has to be done. Just like with motorcycles, you know, here in the state of Michigan, you have the option to wear a helmet or not wear a helmet. There are certain guidelines you have to follow, like you have to be over the age of 21. You've got to have medical coverage on your motorcycle policy and be able to provide that, you know, in case something were to happen. That in mind, if I rode a motorcycle, I would be wearing a helmet personally, because I want to be safe, just like I would be wearing all the safety apparel that goes along with riding a motorcycle, whether I'm wearing chaps, leather motorcycle jacket, you know, a DOT approved helmet, all that kind of stuff, because I want to enjoy myself. Number one, number two is I want to enjoy myself. Number one, I want to be safe. Okay. Same thing when it comes to a life jacket, whether you're boating, skiing, you're being pulled on a tube, you're on a personal watercraft. Me personally, I would rather be safe than sorry. So you definitely want to, if you want to be safe and have fun on the water, I highly recommend, and Discover Boating highly recommends getting yourself a Coast Guard approved life jacket. You know, the life jackets from 20 or 30 years ago, they were fine for at the time. At the time they were new, they were fine. But things have changed over the years, just like with motorcycle helmets or football helmets. All types of safety equipment, they have changed over the years. And even within the last 10 years, safety equipment has changed. So you definitely want to look at keeping yourself safe and spending the money to do so. Okay, safety is not an area where you want to scrimp on. So get yourself a nice Coast Guard approved life jacket. Make sure that it fits properly, that it's not too loose, it's not too tight, and make sure that it does what it's supposed to do. Now, how are you going to test if it's going to do what it's supposed to do? You put it on and you get yourself in the water. You know, you get in the water, whether it's at the beach or in your pool, test it out. Make sure that it's doing what it's supposed to do. If you find yourself sinking or something like that, then you need to look at getting a different life jacket. So definitely wear a U.S. Coast Guard approved life jacket. This next one is not required, I don't believe, here in the state of Michigan, unless you're under a certain age. I think it's if you're under the age of 18, they require you to take a boater's safety course, and the local Coast Guard has that available. I can go on the county's website, and I believe I can pull up the information on that. But take a boater safety course. It may cost you a couple bucks, and some insurance carriers do give a discount, just like with motorcycles. If you take a motorcycle safety course, our carriers do offer a discount. It's good for 3 years. Same thing with a boater safety course. Again, it's good for 3 years. You get a discount on your boat or your watercraft insurance. So you may want to look at the cost of taking that course and the savings that you're going to get in the meantime. And forget about the savings, though. Number one, what did I say that if I'm going to ride a motorcycle or a boat or something like that? Number one thing is I want to be safe, and number two, I want to have fun. All right. If I can't be safe, then I'm not going to be able to have fun. So take a boater safety course. Again, you could go to your county's website. Maybe go on to the Coast Guard website. Find a local Coast Guard outfit that has a safety course available. And once you get that certificate, get it to your insurance agent. And I will almost guarantee, and I say almost guarantee, that your boat insurance carrier has a discount if you've taken the boater safety course. The next one is know the local boating laws and regulations. You know, there's all these terms out there, no wake zone, this, that, and the other thing. It's best that you know what's allowed in the body of water that you're going to be operating that vehicle. There are places that there are resorts, there are seasonal resorts in the area here that have like man-made lakes for people to go out and putter around on their boats and their paddle boats and all that kind of stuff. There are certain areas in that lake where you are not allowed to run your personal watercraft. There are quiet zones, no wake zones, whatever. So it is best that if you're going to be boating or using a personal watercraft in a specific body of water, it's best to check to see what the local boating laws and regulations are. If you're out of state, you need to make sure that you comply with all local boating laws and regulations. Here in the state of Michigan, you know, you may only have to be 18 to be able to operate a watercraft. I don't know if it's 18. I think it's like 14 or 15. But again, I would have to check the local boating laws and regulations to see what those are. What's allowed here may not be allowed in another state or another county. So it's up to you to know the local boating laws and regulations to avoid getting a ticket. And yes, you can get tickets for abusing your watercraft on the water or whatever. You see it, you hear about it all the time, especially in a lot busier areas, especially like places Lake Havasu out in Arizona, places down in Florida, in Texas, where they have patrols out making sure everybody's safe. Here in the state of Michigan, a lot of the Coast Guards and Sheriff's Departments do have patrols on the water and do give out tickets. So it's best that you know the boating laws and regulations before you go, because I would rather you be safe and have fun than get a ticket and have to pay out of pocket. The next one, again, like I said, common sense these days seems to be going out the window. This seems like a common sense thing, but who knows? It says here, do not operate vehicle after consuming drugs or alcohol. To me, it seems like a no-brainer, really. We've talked about this with the snowmobile safety. We talked about it with hunting safety. We talked about it with, you know, all the other safety podcasts that we've done over the past years. Don't operate a vehicle after consuming drugs or alcohol. Please don't. You're endangering yourself. You're also endangering those around you. I believe about a month ago here, somebody was fished out of one of the local rivers. He had been drinking, apparently fell out of his boat and drowned. So please, let that be a lesson. Don't operate your vehicle after consuming alcohol or drugs, whether it's a jet ski, a Sea-Doo, a wet bike, flyboard, a regular boat, motorcycle, snowmobile, even a scooter, or a wheelchair. Please don't operate a vehicle after consuming drugs or alcohol. The next one, again, don't exceed the passenger limit as stated in the owner's manual. Hopefully, if you have a jet ski, Sea-Doo, wet bike, water scooter, flyboard, whatever, that you've gone through the owner's manual to learn about the vehicle itself, not only the mechanics behind it, how to change the oil, how to add gas, how to add antifreeze. I don't know. I don't own a personal watercraft, so I don't know if it has if it has a radiator or needs antifreeze. I don't know. I'm ignorant to personal watercraft, other than watching YouTube videos and seeing people out on the water having fun. But read your owner's manual, not just for how to operate the safety leash, so that if you fall off it, the engine stops, or to add oil or gas to it, you know, what to do when you get it out of the water. Read the safety regulations and features of it to learn how many people can be on the watercraft or what the weight limit is for the watercraft before you go out there, because I would hate to see somebody taking three or four people out on a watercraft that's rated for two. That's not a smart thing to do. I mean, it's the same thing with a motorcycle or with a boat or with a vehicle. I don't know if you happen to watch Live PD, but I love that show. I loved Cops when it was on Fox back in the day. Live PD is just like it, only it's in real time. I remember there was an episode several months ago that I had watched, and the police pulled somebody over. And it was like a clown car. More people and more people and more people were coming out of a mid-size four-door sedan that could seat comfortably five people, two in the front, three in the back. And I think there was a total of eight or nine people total in the car. It was a designated driver that was taking some drunk people home, but they weren't in there safely. They weren't seated in there safely. People were sitting on other people's laps and everything like that. So it was not a safe thing to do. Commended the driver for wanting to bring his friends home safely, but he exceeded the passenger limit of the motor vehicle. Same thing here. You need to be aware of how many passengers are rated for the watercraft that you're going to be using. Last tip that I'm going to offer today, and again, you can go to our website. If you're on a smartphone or a tablet, you can go to m.hollandshometownagency.com. If you're on a desktop, go to mvpinsure.us. Like us on Facebook. Our Facebook page, I'll have this right there, so you can go right to our Facebook page, and boom, you'll be able to see this. And I'll have the article to discover boating so you can see more tips. These are just a few. I just wanted to share a few from the blog post. Go to the Discover Boating article and read more. The last one I want to share with you is maintain your vehicle and check that everything is operational before going out. It's the worst thing is to go out, start having some fun on your personal watercraft, and then the engine dies on you, or the impeller breaks, or something else happens to it, and you're stuck out in the middle of the water needing help to be towed back to shore or back to the boat launch or whatever. It's best that you maintain it. Read the owner's manual. Not only read the owner's manual for the safety features, but also read the owner's manual on how to maintain your vehicle, what to do when you pull it out of the water, where, you know, before you store it for the winter, what do you need to do? What do you do with the fluids? What should the fluid levels be? What should the fluids look like? That kind of stuff. Be safe in your personal watercraft includes a lot of things. I think the number one thing is to maintain that vehicle and check that everything is operational before you even head out, because nothing would ruin a trip on the lake more than to get out in the middle of the lake and have the engine die or something happen to the personal watercraft, and then having to take it right back and load it up and figure out what's going on with it. So, again, we are from Marsilia and Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Holland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. I'm going to give you those addresses one more time. If you're on a smartphone or tablet, you go to m.hollandshometownagency.com. If you're on a desktop, you go to mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Shoot us an email, marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiljeins@gmail.com. I'm going to keep pushing until I get more stories on weird claims that your insurance company paid for. I want this podcast to be the epic, to be the crown jewel of our summer of Let's Talk Insurance. So I want to hear from you. Like I said, I can go on the internet all day long and pull up weird claim stories left and right, but I want to have a connection to the audience. I want you as the audience to have a connection with us here at Let's Talk Insurance. So if you've got a weird claim, if it happened to you, if it happened to your brother, if it happened to your cousin, if it happened to your coworker, I want to hear about it. Send me an email, marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiljeins@gmail.com. And I'm going to compile all those, and we're going to have a great podcast. The last podcast of summer, the Thursday before the Labor Day holiday, is when I want to post that. So we've got a good month and a half, roughly, to get those stories in. So if you have a story, please share it with me. You can share it on our Facebook page. You can shoot me an email. Email is marsiliains@gmail.com. Our Facebook page, go to facebook.com. Do a search for Let's Talk Insurance, and it should pull up the page. You can go right there. You can write out a comment on our page. Let us know what your weird claim story is. I believe you can message us from there. So if you want to message us your weird claim story, you could do that too. So again, I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a great week.